AMSAT DL to highlight QO100 in Friedrichshafen. As part of the Ham Radio 2026 event at Friedrichshafen, Germany in June, AMSAT Deutschland, AMSAT DL, quarterly invites all QO100 users and amateur radio satellite enthusiasts to an open community workshop. Building on the experience of the Qatar OSCAR 100, QO100, and current activities in the future geosynchronous Earth orbit or GEO environment, the event invites amateurs to discuss together with the community what a future geostationary amateur radio payload could look like. The aim of the workshop is to gather ideas, requirements, and perspectives from user communities and place them in a common context. As a basis for the discussion, AMSAT DL will present 2 to 3 concrete mission and payload concepts that reflect different development directions and are deliberately put up for open discussion. 1. Enhanced QO100 Plus, an evolutionary approach that builds on the sources of the QO100 classic bent pipe, narrowband and wideband transponders, an advanced beacon architecture, multiband downlinks and additional functions such as text and image transmission, for example, emergency and disaster communications, Internet of Things, etc. 2. Digital Innovation Lab Extended, a more experimentally oriented concept with extensive digital signal processing on board. The focus is on flexible software-defined payload architecture, or SDR, regenerative processing and a digital playground for new modulations and access methods and user experiments, but with the risk of being very software heavy. 3. High frequency pathfinder, which is optional, an explorative approach with beacons and experiments in very high frequency ranges, that is millimeter waves, supplemented by new antenna concepts, propagation and environmental measurements, as well as earth and space imaging. The open workshop is designed to be explicitly open. These concepts are not intended as ready-made solutions, but as a basis for discussion. The aim is to evaluate together with the participants which approaches are particularly interesting, sensible and sustainable for the amateur radio satellite community, which aspects should be pursued further or in greater depth, but also the risks and dependencies should be addressed. Both experienced satellite radio operators and anyone interested in the future development of amateur radio satellites, new technical concepts and possible applications are invited to attend. Well, that's just a sample of what's going on in Europe. PaperSat, a satellite tracking app for M5 Paper S3 device. Ever out in the field on a sunny day and struggle to view your satellite tracking application on your phone? Want a refrigerator magnet that tracks satellites? PaperSat is now available for the M5 Paper S3, a small ESP32-S3 based e-ink device with capacitive touch and built-in battery. PaperSat downloads and caches the complete AMSAT NASABAR.txt file collection, parses it locally and lets users select any satellite via a paginated touch menu, 10 satellites per page. If interested in this, go to github.com/, and I'll spell this, PRSTOETZER/ PaperSat for more information and download. Launching satellites with zero emissions. Most rockets burn thousands of liters of fuel before they even clear the launch pad. Spin launch aims to skip that phase. Using a vacuum sealed centrifuge at Spaceport America, the California based company spins payloads to 8,000 kilometers per hour before releasing them skyward. A small rocket motor handles only the final orbital insertion, bypassing the most fuel-intensive part of the journey. By September 2022, Spin Launch completed 10,000 successful suborbital tests, carrying hardware for NASA, Airbus and Cornell University. While the flights themselves are less intense The company's lab qualification in Long Beach proved the satellite components could survive 10,000 G's of centrifugal force, the exact environment required for a kinetic launch. NASA's data confirmed the system is compatible with standard satellite hardware and clearing the first major hurdle for the technology. For more on this very interesting topic, you can go to www.spinlaunch.com. Spin launch, one word. Now to some passes for today, Sunday the 24th of May, and all times in Central African time. The International Space Station, 2347 to 2357. SO50 or SAT-1C, 1952 to 2005. And finally, Chapisa Sat, 1448 to 1500. This is ZS5FR for AMSAT SA.